Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Director Dario Argento's The Church. I recently subscribed to Shudder, a sort of mysterious, arcane, relatively new subscription service to horror. Now, as you know, I'm a fan of horror, and there are some movies that are heralded on all the top tens on Internet Movie Database, all the users, all the ones on Letterboxd. They're all directed by Dario Argento in the 60s, 70s, and some in the 80s. I have seen some of these movies and certainly have enjoyed them. They have very strange dubbing because the lips seem to match English, but there's something really fake sounding about it, almost like they canned all the lyrics and put them in later. That's a little distracting. But once you get beyond it, they always have one hot woman. At least. Sometimes two or three. Sometimes a lot. In The Church, they do have one. And she is gorgeous. I'm sorry I don't have her name in front of me. She's a brunette. She is like an archaeologist slash painter or something like that. And she's painting and studying and uncovering the art of a Michelangelo-like wall in an ancient church. The beginning of the movie shows a mass murder of supposed witches in a witch trial, and the Puritan-like town are doing the usual things like you see in Black Sunday, putting them in the pit, killing them, torturing them, burning them at the stake. All the stuff that the Christian church did at that time. Sometimes I wonder what else they did. There's so much about that that it's just so hard to believe. The witch trials are a very difficult thing because it's just hard to imagine that anybody could do that to their fellow man or woman. And then to think that it was all done in the name of church and that little kids were there watching people burn, stuff like that. If you don't already have a sour spot for religion, you'll get it if you study the witch trials. At least I do. But anyhow, just learning a lot, watching a lot. And, you know, horror movies are great. I enjoy them. But I don't know why the witch trial stuff is just, like, enough. You know, I've seen enough of it. I get it. It was horrible. There's a lot of that on Shudder. They also have their new stuff, which I'm watching another one. I don't know if I'll finish it. But, has Marina Ireland, who's extremely beautiful in her own way. She has like a different kind of look. And she's apparently trying to create babies artificially inseminated by masturbating truckers in bathrooms. And then taking those babies and turning them into Frankensteins in some way. So, yeah, that's a little strange. And, of course, I just watched Poor Things, which had to do with a Frankenstein and a fetus and all that. So there's a lot of strange stuff going around. Not all of it is not enjoyable. I think Poor Things was one of the best movies I've seen in a long time, probably since Tusk. Really odd and great and a lot of wisdom in it, too. Sort of looked like Tim Burton, but with more nudity and a lot more chances. The director takes a lot more chances than Tim Burton ever did. And, of course, he doesn't take any chances now that he's with Disney. He makes movies like Dumbo. But anyhow, The Church is pretty good. I'd recommend it. It's just basically, you know, these people that were killed for witchcraft are buried in a pit under this church. And they come out and stuff happens. And, yes, there is some nudity. Not much, but, you know, it's not the only reason I watch movies. Hello. This one's kind of creepy, but the acting's really bad and the dubbing's really bad. And so there's just a lot of distractions. So That's the church, and I will see you next time.
Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.